Unión Europea tiene la palabra.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Nishtha, for the presentation. I'm very pleased to speak on behalf of the European Union and its member states in this session. We, as expressed in a previous occasion, attach very significant importance to robust and independent evaluations against clear and result-oriented indicators, as these evaluations are crucial to ensure that our development partners truly benefit from the activities and that implementing actors continuously improve the impact. As in previous years, we're very happy to note that in general, as was explained in the presentation, the evaluations confirm the value and relevance of UNCTAD's activities. At the same time, we take good note of the issued recommendations and encourage UNCTAD Secretariat to take relevant measures to implement this in a timely and effective manner. In various parts of the report, beneficiary countries' ownership is stressed. Indeed, this is key for long-term sustainability, also as presented by Nishtha, for actions and benefits. Yet it is also crucial for ensuring a coherent theory of change. Several evaluations presented in the report point out that partnerships with other implementing entities, which are highly valuable and commendable, may at times be a mere compilation of existing individual activities rather than a coherent joint action that responds to specific needs of the beneficiaries. We call on Secretariat to take this into account when devising joint actions, and happy to note that, as explained in the presentation, this is already being done. In terms of result-based management, also on our side, we very much reaffirm the important progress that has been made with the establishment of the organizational-wide result framework. As in past years, the evaluation noted the potential for further improvements, summarizing from the report more detailed monitoring plans with measurable outcomes and indicators paired with consistent data collection would significantly contribute to the impact and ownership of the action. Perhaps can invite the Secretariat to explore potential partnerships with independent research institutions and local statistical bodies to enhance data collection and analysis. As per report, such improved data could also better capture the outcomes and the usefulness of UNCTAD's intergovernmental and research pillars. We also wish to highlight the findings on the report that stress the need for further improvements in integrating gender and human rights aspects. Indeed, evaluations find that in some cases this might have been done at the design phase. However, these aspects have been missing in the implementation phase. And before concluding, just a question on the evaluation plan for 24-25. We see that the e-commerce and digital economy program is included in the planning. We're wondering why this program was included in the planning, given that it was also included in the evaluation report 2022, and the subprogram 4 that is responsible for this program would also be evaluated in 2025, potentially duplicating the exercise. Thank you in advance for your explanation.